We think of our political parties as the backbone of American electoral politics, but as Caitlin Jewett reminds us,
you have to remember that the Constitution doesn't even mention political parties, and it doesn't mention anything about how we nominate candidates for office.
Jewett teaches political science at Virginia Tech. Her new book is called The Primary Rules.
And so the parties are private organizations, and they are therefore free to select candidates to run on their ticket in whatever way they please.
Jewett argues the rules the parties make are confusing at best and downright counterproductive at worst, at least if you still think it's the voters who do or should select their party's presidential candidates. She reminds us that each and every state can change its party's rules with some restrictions, but also to the point that it's difficult for the media or anyone else to explain.
Voters, citizens are left completely confused for the most part. And so while we like to think that it is voters turning out in primaries and caucuses that determine who becomes the nominee, I really argue that the parties have much more control than is typically recognized, in the sense that by determining the structure of the nomination, they have tremendous influence that really is often overlooked.
As of now, the Democratic Party rules say just 4 states can vote next February. That's Iowa, New Hampshire, South Carolina, and Nevada. No other states can until Super Tuesday, which is next March 3rd, when Virginia will vote. But while the Republican Party normally can't change its rules on the fly, the Democratic Party can. But even those rules are completely up to the parties themselves, so they too could change. Confused yet?
This system is so complicated that the parties don't even have a good sense of what it's going to be, that often the parties are sort of chasing their tail. Something happened in one year, and so they changed the rules for the next year thinking that will fix it. But they're not taking the sort of long view on how these rules matter.
In her book, The Primary Rules, Jewett says the parties function on one primary premise, electability.
They want to nominate candidates that win, and so of course they're going to try to create a system that promotes that goal. And what I try to point out in the book is that there are several goals, and sometimes those goals can be in tension. So if the parties are promoting nominating a candidate that can win, then that might mean that the voters get left behind.
Jewett herself got on the political bus as an undergrad when she spent time in New Hampshire during its first in the nation primary elections. She studied the topic and volunteered on a campaign. There were no Republican primaries that year. George Bush was running for his second term, but the Democratic Party was a contest.
And this experience of, oh my gosh, people care here, the candidates care, they're talking to New Hampshire voters. You go to a diner and you're eating breakfast and in walks a presidential candidate trying to convince you to vote for them. And people were interested and people were excited. And then after the primary, I went back to New York and people were like, oh, there's a presidential nomination going on.
But that was 2004. These days, more people are paying attention and questioning the electoral process itself. So while the candidates, the turnout, and voters' choices matter, the primaries rule. I'm Robbie Harris.